You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thank you, Earl. Welcome back. We're Grant and Danny. You will hear more from Earl Forsey coming up in the Beltway Blitz today. We got to welcome in our Richmond audience, AM 910, FM 105.1. Quick reminder, kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. They are the official Grant and Danny Show sponsor. They'll help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys by visiting kmlawyers.com. Mention us, the show, and get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Marcus Mariota gets a one-year deal for $6 million. The question we've got for you guys, what does this mean for Sam Howell?
This is basically, again, insurance to me. Like, the way I think about it is, if you need someone to play a little bit, Marcus Mariota's your guy. If you need someone to play for an extended period of time, presumably something happens, God forbid, to the rookie quarterback, like Anthony Richardson last year in Indianapolis, for example, or something like that, then maybe you go back to Sam Howell and do that sort of extended, hey, this year is a wash. We're not really in the business of playing a veteran on his fifth team in 3 years, whatever the hell it is. There's not much upside in that. There may be some in Howell. This is one part mentorship, although a tweeter brought up a very good point. I met funny Danny Grant at Grant H. Paulson. Mariota, in a different role, albeit a kind of guy that was given the job, at least in part, basically quit on the Atlanta Falcons and walked out in a way that wasn't particularly professional. So I'm hoping that everybody feels assuaged in that regard. And like, yes, we know he's going to be we eyes wide open as to why he's here.
I hope you did some digging on that.
Yeah, that's
found out what went on there.
I'm sure some questions were asked and assurances were given. So I do feel better about that given this current regime. But it's an important data point. But to me, this makes Sam Howell that much more expendable and makes it indicate even more that he's not part of their immediate plans. And if you're not part of their immediate plans, then again, the word is expendable to me.
On Drake May and Jaden Daniels at number two, we can debate back and forth. Who do they take? What do they end up being? That's going to be the biggest conversation that we have in the months ahead at quarterback. The rest is furniture in the room, Danny. The rest is the chair you don't notice when you walk into someone's living room. Was it green? Was it brown? What was it? It doesn't really matter to me if the chair is pink or purple. This is the backup quarterback. And off of the bench, I think Mariota can be fine. If he's starting for a stretch in year one of this operation, they're not going to be good in that stretch. The whole season's going to be about the development of the young quarterback that they choose, whoever that is. For the sake of the discussion, let's just put a placeholder in and say it's Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
If they take Jaden Daniels at number two, everything that they do, starting already this offseason, should have been about, whether, you know, they may not know who it is, but bettering his situation, supporting cast, giving him the best chance to have a fluid and solid rookie year, and a successful early career. That's every decision that they make. So I would hope that they did some due diligence to find out that Mariota's a really good teammate, that he wants to play mentor, that he is here to help answer questions. He's obviously extremely comfortable as a backup. He's been one 3 of the last 4 years. That's been his primary job. He was in Vegas to Carr for multiple years with the Raiders as a backup. He was last year in Philly with Hurts and would only very rarely come into the game for a pinch here or there. Snap there, snap somewhere else. 15 of 23. I think he threw 23 passes all year. So it's not like he's coming in here thinking he's going to start. But I think with Mariota, and frankly with this whole class, we probably have to be very realistic, setting expectations. They have not signed anyone who's going to win an All-Pro. They just haven't. They have not signed anyone probably that's going to make a Pro Bowl. I really like Frankie Louvu, and I think maybe he could be that guy. If you go out and you have 6 sacks and 140 tackles and you know, pick off a couple passes on a pretty good defense, you can make a Pro Bowl or two. So he's got that upside. I suppose there's a ceiling for Dorrance Armstrong where maybe he has a 10 or 11 sack season. Maybe it's a down year at the position. You make a Pro Bowl. We've seen Biotish kind of luck back into one already recently where a couple centers said no thank you, and he was a part of an O-line that people thought was pretty good on a good offense. But they're not signing stars. So we shouldn't 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks into the season look back and go, man, Cleveland Farrell's just a role player, and you know Armstrong's on pace for only 9 sacks. Like, yeah, that's the money they're spending.
Yeah.
That's literally what they're doing. They're just raising the bar. This has been, to me, this offseason so far has kind of been more about the floor than the ceiling. And maybe their philosophy and their paradigm is, we'll think ceiling and we'll make some of those moves a couple years down the road. We're not there yet. You need a couple of those floor off seasons to go from 4 wins to 6 wins, 6 wins to 8 wins. And then when you're 8 and 9, 9 and 8, maybe now you start thinking about 11 or 12 wins. It's kind of what San Francisco did when Peters was there with Kyle Shanahan. But what does the Mariota addition mean for Sam Howell is the question. So I guess very specifically my answer is, I think it gives you a chance to trade him if you get the right offer. I think the discussion today is, what is Sam Howell worth on the market, and when does it become more valuable to you than having a prospect as a third quarterback who's flashed and shown some things? A sixth-round pick is not more valuable to me than having Sam Howell in my building still. After the year he had showing what he did last year, not a particularly great situation in terms of O-line, coordinating, but there was enough bad, too, where you go, now that sack propensity is a real problem. The mistakes and the decisions that he made, you can coach him out of some of those, but it's probably always going to be a guy that's going to keep both teams in the game, little gunslinger to him. So he screams to me, high-end backup, low-end starter. That's kind of what we're talking about, like a Gardner Minshew-type profile. But we just saw Gardner Minshew get paid again to potentially come in and start for another bad team. I'm not trading Sam Howell for a six. I think a five, if it's a bad team that's got an early fifth-round pick, yeah, that is now a conversation I'll have. A fourth, absolutely I'm doing that. But to me, that's now the new discussion. You couldn't have had it until today. When it came up, remember a couple weeks ago, there was some report out there, Washington is talking or interested. Or
there was interest in Sam Howell.
They'd be willing to answer the phone on Sam Howell. At that point, you needed Sam Howell. Today, you need him a little bit less. You have a guy that is, I don't think Marcus Mariota would be as good as Howell over 17 games probably, but you have a guy that is a true backup that can serve that role, and now all of a sudden a fourth-round pick could turn into a starting tight end or a good linebacker, a fifth-round pick if you hit on that. You know, Cam Curl was a seven. Like, you can win in the late rounds, and if Peters is who we think he is, he certainly can turn a fifth-round pick into something that helps you a lot more than a third quarterback.
Indeed. I mean, I take a pretty cutthroat approach to this thing in general, and I know not everybody thinks the way I do. In fact, nobody does, which I think is probably good. But to me, I go, is this person going to play for me for in the duration of his current contract? If the answer is no, then I'm looking to trade him. I don't just do it just to hear myself do it. Like, I'm not just giving guys away for, you know, conditional seventh-rounders or ham sandwiches, but that's what I'm looking to do. The instant someone is no longer part of my plans, they are a bonus to me, and that's what Sam Howell is. I feel like you can find a Gardner Minshew. Now, that's more expensive, but you can find a third quarterback anytime, all the time. Like, the instant he's not my plan anymore, and he's not, their plan is the number two pick and a mentor slash small sample backup, I don't care about my third guy. And I know that's I'm really in the minority on that one because he did show some really good things last year, but the instant you start going in this other direction, when's he going to play? He plays if something terrible happens. And if something terrible happens, something terrible has happened. And I don't really care about the results at that point.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.